Live from Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. The reason the Bible Answer Man is on the air is to defend the Christian faith, proclaim the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to teach discipleship to his followers, because life and truth matter. To ask Hank your question, call in now, 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. For more information or to order resources, go online to equip.org. And now, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. It's always great to be in the studio. As we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada, do remember Monday through Friday at this time, your questions answered live when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. As always, as I'm on the broadcast, you can call our resource consultants. They're standing by at 888-7000 and the letters CRI. This is the first day of May, and we have a brand new offer available for your support of the ministry this month. This is no doubt going to be a very difficult month because we're tackling a very difficult subject, same-sex marriage. And we want to give a thoughtful approach to God's design for marriage. And when we think about the whole issue of human sexuality, we recognize that we now in our culture have reached a tipping point. Transgender is now America's next civil rights frontier. If you were on social media sites earlier this spring, you may have seen the numerous posts of photos of an X-ray of skeletons kissing. The image was provocative. And the comments from friends, well, quite frankly, most of the time, glowing. And as of just a short while ago, there have been in excess of 50 million views. The background music, well, it's from the radio hit Same Love by Macklemore. The lyrics say the right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. The chorus, well, a phrase from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Love is patient, love is kind. And as the music plays, people emerge from behind a screen showing that the skeletons are people, people with disabilities, people of various ages, people of different races, different sexual orientations, different religions. It is powerful. If it's propaganda, they've done a great job. In fact, to disagree with this very moving video appears to those looking in as though you are no doubt prejudiced, narrow-minded, callous, and dare I say, bigoted. The question becomes, how do we respond? If you are a participant in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, which is to say, a follower of the one who knit you together in your mother's womb, if you are called to be not a cultural imitator, but a cultural initiator, again, how should we respond? And in dealing with this issue, quite frankly, I feel compelled to call upon what I think is the most powerful voice communicating the Christian perspective. And I say powerful voice for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is that Joe Dallas lived the life. He knows the homosexual community from the inside. Not only that, but he has a very good grasp on biblical principles. Moreover, he has been counseling men in a variety of areas that have to do with human sexuality. Joe Dallas is program director of Genesis Counseling in Tustin, California, and I'm delighted to have him on the program. Hi, Joe.
How you doing, Hank?
Well, I'm doing good, and I, you know, I'm kicking off a month talking about this issue of same-sex sexuality, and I'm just delighted to have you on the broadcast. The first question, Joe, for me is, look, a basic one, how do we respond?
Well, you're basically showing us how to do that. We need to talk about the subject, and we need to talk about it from an evangelistic perspective, a discipleship perspective, and an apologetics perspective, because it touches on all three. We are, as you said, watching a very rapid cultural shift towards the legitimization, not just of homosexuality or even transgenderism, but what I would call the legitimization of a blur. We are, in essence, removing boundaries and terms and concepts about the male-female relationship, and I think that we are introducing an age of confusion in human relationships and family relationships, and I think the repercussions are going to be huge. So I do think we need to talk about the issue, explain that we do have a creator who has spoken to these issues and in a more general sense has established the male-female identity and union, and we certainly need to respond to those who would say that the Bible now legitimizes these behaviors. So, like I said, Hank, it hits on evangelism, discipleship, and apologetics.
So, a lot of people listening in might be saying, look, this is a Johnny-come-lately. The reality is the ship has passed. We have lost this battle. How do you respond?
Well, yes and no. I will agree that we're late as a church at large in addressing this. Now, I know you've been speaking on this issue for as long as I've known you, which goes back more than 25 years. So, I mean, many of us have been addressing it. But I think, as a whole, the body of Christ tends to be behind when addressing critical issues. But we don't use that as an excuse to simply give up. Number one, we still have a mandate to be salt and light. And number two, Hank, there are always going to be people who will still respond to the gospel invitation and to the call to discipleship. You know, anybody who knew me from 1978 to 1984 had every reason, logically, to give up on me because I was very committed to gay activism and to the notion that homosexuality and Christianity were compatible. And my story is not unique. There are, as we speak, many women and men in the same position, whether they're involved in homosexuality or transgenderism or other sexual abnormalities, and they will respond. So let's not presume that the Word of God and the work of the Holy Spirit have been nullified just because we're a little late in rolling up our sleeves here.
Dr. Joe Dallas, he is the program director of Genesis Counseling in Tustin, California. He's a member of the American Association of Christian Counselors. He's the author of many books on human sexuality. You can find all of them at equip.org, including A Strong Delusion and When Homosexuality Hits Home. Joe has been dealing with this subject for many, many years, and as I said at the opening of the broadcast, I don't know of a voice more crucial on this issue than his. Available for you as you support the ministry this month is a special edition of the Christian Research Journal. Quite frankly, it has an article by me on the issues of transgenderism, as well as talking about other issues with respect to how you deal with the whole gay issue. In fact, I've included a gay acronym so that you can remember the salient points. But the bulk of this special edition of the Christian Research Journal is articles by Joe Dallas. Now, Joe Dallas is not only very competent when it comes to this subject, but he's an incredibly gifted writer. And so this special edition of the Christian Research Journal, available for your gift all this month, along with a book titled Same-Sex Marriage. It's written by Sean McDowell and John Stonestreet, both, again, available for your support this month. And believe me, it cost a tremendous amount of money to put a special edition of the Christian Research Journal together for you, but it is well worthwhile. It will be well worth your time to read, absorb, and then become a change agent in the community. Now, here's a clip that I want to play. Joe, it's a clip of an interview. This is an interview by Diane Sawyer. She's interviewing Joanna Olson. Joanna Olson is a pediatrician at Children's Hospital in your neck of the woods in Los Angeles. She directs the largest transgender treatment program for kids, period. And she's making a point here that I'd like you to respond to, the point being that biology does not determine gender. It's your neurobiology, which is fixed from birth. Here is Joanna Olson.
Jenner recently tried to tell his mother he'd always been like this. It wasn't a decision. It's a fact inside.
She says, oh, my gosh, is it my fault? And I said, Mom, you didn't cause this. It's just the way I am, the way I was born, and it's going to be okay.
It's the most common parental reaction is, what did I do?
Dr. Joanna Olson of Children's Hospital Los Angeles, a pediatrician who now directs the largest treatment program for transgender youth in the country. She says she wants to reassure the parents wrongly searching for explanations in what they did.
You say, born this way.
Yes. Just made this way. Made this way.
And Dr. Olson says, above all, being transgender is not a mental illness.
I've never seen anybody who has had this problem go to a shrink for a mental disorder and actually get fixed. They may learn to live with it, but it's never going away.
And Dr. Olson thinks the most intriguing science today is heading toward a surprise for all of us when we look in the mirror.
Genitals don't equal gender.
Our gender, she believes, is not really what we're seeing in the mirror.
More and more, we're looking at it lives in the brain.
This, again, is a special ABC broadcast 2020. Bruce Jenner, you hear his voice in the interview. Diane Sawyer and Dr. Joanna Olson. Joe, your response.
Hank, there's an old song which says, it seems we've stood and talked like this before. And that's what comes to mind when I hear these comments. About 25 years ago, we started hearing about research indicating that homosexuality was inborn, largely due to either genetic or brain structural differences. And while those studies have really proliferated over the last couple of decades, there is still not definitive proof after 25 years of earnest effort to prove that that is an inborn condition. But the argument hung on the idea that if something is inborn, it must thereby be normal. Now we're hearing similar arguments made to legitimize transsexualism. And I, on the one hand, think it may be true that something could have happened chemically in the brain, something even prenatally during the hormonalization process, something genetic. That alone, to my thinking, is not going to legitimize trying to harmonize a person's false perception with their physical reality.
Talk to Joe Dallas again. He's the program director of Genesis Counseling in Tustin, California. You can find his books on the web at equip.org. In my view, the most significant voice on this issue anywhere. The resources available, a special edition of the Christian Research Journal, three articles by Joe Dallas, also the book Same Sex Marriage by Sean McDowell and John Stone Street. We'll have them on later on in the month. We're coming to a station break. We'll be right back with more of Joe Dallas, so please don't touch that dial.
It's frankly hard to comprehend that in the span of several decades, an institution as foundational to civilization as marriage has been so radically redefined. The swift acceptance of same-sex marriage is a massive cultural earthquake, resulting in the emergence of a dramatically different social landscape. The book Same-Sex Marriage by Sean McDowell and John Stone Street, and a special edition of the Christian Research Journal featuring articles by Hank Hanegraaff and Joe Dallas, will help you stand firm for biblical life and truth amid this new cultural chaos. Receive these two powerful resources as our thanks for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will return in a moment to answer more questions. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. The seven deadly sins are vices that undermine loving God and loving others. The virtuous life, by contrast, is one that resembles the image of the truest human, Jesus. Character cultivation begins not with moralistic endeavor, but with a relationship with God and Christ, which in turn transforms our character. Other topics include, is Christianity bad for your health? Why we lost the culture war and how to make a comeback? Morality, therefore God, an evangelistic strategy, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI. Or subscribe online at equip.org. Same-sex marriage is here. It went from unthinkable to legal at a dizzying pace. The question is, now what? Can I attend a same-sex wedding? Can my business provide services for a same-sex union ceremony? What if a person in a gay marriage becomes a Christian? If you haven't encountered these questions yet, stay tuned. Given the current reality shift, you're likely to. Get well-reasoned answers to these and other questions in CRI's Same-Sex Marriage Resource Package, which includes the book Same-Sex Marriage by Sean McDowell and John Stone Street, and a special edition of the Christian Research Journal featuring articles by Hank Hanegraaff and Joe Dallas. To receive the Same-Sex Marriage Resource Package as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. In The Atheist's Guide to Reality, Enjoying Life Without Illusions, Duke University professor and new atheist philosopher Alex Rosenberg bites the bullet and declares that to be a consistent atheist, you'll have to be comfortable with a certain amount of nihilism, and just in case, there's always Prozac. Because a growing multitude of college students are drinking deeply from this nihilistic nonsense, we shouldn't be surprised that so many of our national spiritual and cultural indicators are headed south. Graham Veal's concise book, New Atheism, A Survival Guide, is an accessible, practical resource for responding to the nihilistic nonsense of New Atheist. To receive your copy of New Atheism, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's mind-changing and life-transforming outreaches. Or visit equip.org.
same-sex marriage is here. It went from unthinkable to legal at a dizzying pace. The question is, now what? To help Christians respond to same-sex sexuality and marriage, Hank Hanegraaff has put together a resource package that includes the book Same-Sex Marriage by Sean McDowell and John Stonestreet, along with a special edition of the Christian Research Journal, featuring articles concerning same-sex sexuality and transgender issues by Joe Dallas and Hank. To receive these two powerful resources as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. That's 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org, equip.org. And now, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. We are talking to Joe Dallas. We're going to also try to take some of your calls as well. Joe Dallas is the program director of Genesis Counseling in Tustin, California, and he is the go-to guy when it comes to this subject. And Joe, I don't know that there's a more significant subject that we could be dealing with, quite frankly, because it is advancing through the American Psychiatric Association, through educational institutions, through the legal system, through the media. Since this is the case, how do you deal with the kind of thing we heard just before the break, where we have someone very, very significant directing the largest treatment program for transgender youth in the country, saying that it's a matter of gender, not a matter of genitals, or genitals simply don't equate to gender?
Now, of course, Hank, I'm speaking as a pastoral counselor, not a medical doctor nor a scientist, and in many ways I would defer to scientific or medical opinion from someone who has expertise I don't. That said, I think there are some common sense issues we can look at. We do know that there are many people who have different, what we could call either brain abnormalities, chemical misfires, some problem in the way they self-perceive. And these are not necessarily even mental illnesses as much as they can be predispositions to different types of behaviors or misperceptions. And whether those are prenatal, postnatal, whether there's something in the environment that causes them, I certainly accept the idea that something like transsexualism, that is the deeply ingrained conviction that you are trapped in the wrong sex, that you are a woman in a man's body or a man in a woman's body, I certainly do not think people choose to feel that way. I think they feel that way from very early in life in most cases, and they must feel it in such a compelling way, Hank, for them to go to the extremes that so many of them go to try to reconcile their self-perception with their literal physical body. But if I were to say, I have always felt that I am Napoleon Bonaparte, and I am going to try to refashion my body to conform to who I really think I am, and if I had felt that way all my life, you would almost certainly say, well, Joe, there is something wrong with your thinking. Perhaps it is chemically induced. Perhaps you have an inborn problem. But whatever the problem is not with your body. It is in your mind. And I think that even though I may go the rest of my life having to fight that false perception that I'm Napoleon, that would be a better option than yielding to that perception and trying to become something I cannot be, because the fact remains it is simply impossible for a genuine male to become a genuine female or vice versa. We are only attempting to cosmetically refashion what I don't believe can be refashioned.
And I think that's the issue for me. I mean, you listen to Bruce Jenner. He's 50, 60. I'm not sure exactly how old he is, but it's one thing for him to start taking treatments that transition him from a male to a female. It's quite another thing when you have a six-year-old.
Well, absolutely. First of all, I will grant, as strongly as I disagree with it, I will at least grant that an adult who has free will has the right to attempt to make that transition. I believe it is futile. I believe it is immoral. I believe it is a rejection of something God ordained before our birth, and that is the sex we are born with. I believe we are foreknown and we are planned to be male or female. But individuals have the right, as free will agents, to reject that. With children, encouraging this at that age to me seems like the essence of insanity. What kids are not confused at some point about their gender? I read a study, in fact, just a week ago that indicated the percentage of kids confused about their gender as elementary school age students diminished significantly by the time those same students had entered into high school. And that tells me that in many cases, kids before puberty may indeed be confused about which gender they are the most comfortable with, and then with the passage of time fit very comfortably into their own body. So I don't think we're doing anybody any favors at all by encouraging a child to express what in essence is a fantasy.
Is this not, this is an honest question, it's not an accusation, but it seems to me that when you have professionals involved in kind of pushing a child along in this direction, it almost seems like child abuse.
From my perspective, Hank, I'm inclined to agree. I'm fully aware that the people involved almost certainly have the best of motives. I believe they think they are helping that child to be more comfortable with who she or he really is. But in fact, I think they're encouraging something which should not be encouraged. By the way, you know, the former psychiatrist and resident at Johns Hopkins University has written very eloquently, and his articles can be found online. I don't have access to it right here, but he's written very eloquently about why Johns Hopkins stopped doing transsexual surgery. And he felt that, in essence, they were collaborating with a delusion rather than properly treating the patient. And I think that really is the crux of the argument here.
Going back to this little moniker, genitals don't equal gender, my question, Joe, is can we say with certainty that if you have a person and you see the biology of that person, that ought to be the determining factor as opposed to a feeling?
Yes, I do. I think that the physical reality is the physical reality regardless of the feeling. And I think that in some cases you do have individuals who are what they often call intersexed or hermaphrodites who have both sets of genitals, but that is a completely different issue to my thinking. I think generally what the doctor says when the child is born is an immutable fact. It's a boy or it's a girl, and I don't think that's changeable.
Let's get to a fundamental question. I mean, I'm going to run out of time. There are people that want to talk to you, and we only have so much time in an hour, but you look at the Christian church today, and the Christian church today is a church that is either going to try to be a cultural change agent or an imitator, and it seems to some degree that we've become imitators, and most Christians, it seems at least, are not willing to stand on this issue because the moment you do, you are simply relegated to the status of a bigot or someone who is a racist, because this has become an issue of identity as opposed to an issue of behavior in terms of the narrative.
Well, I think that now we're seeing, Hank, two very serious errors that Christians are believing. One of those errors is that if we tell people things that cause them to get along well with us and approve of us and feel comfortable with us, we have thereby reached them. and that is not true. If people remain unconverted by truth, they have not been reached. Maybe we're getting along better with them, but it certainly doesn't mean we've reached them. And secondly, the error that is commonly being believed is the error that if we are being referred to negatively, we must therefore be doing something wrong. I'm hearing more and more evangelical speakers, Hank, say things like, well, obviously what we've been doing has not been working. Because there is such animosity coming from the culture towards the church on these issues. Now, I would suggest that animosity towards a message is a statement more about the message than the messenger. Definitely at times, the messenger has been wrong in tone, in attitude, in approach. But generally, I think we need to accept the fact that if the message is rejected, it does not mean that the message is wrong or that the messenger is in error.
We're talking to Joe Dallas. We put together a special edition of the Christian Research Journal, which contains three critical articles by Joe Dallas. And one of those articles is titled, When Someone You Love Says I'm Gay. The significance of this is pretty much everyone can identify with this on one level or another. Could be a family level, could be a friendship level. But the moment your emotions get involved, you deal with issues differently than you might otherwise. And so Joe is helping us to think through this issue. So all of a sudden you have a famous politician. Daughter, son comes out, says, I'm embracing the gay lifestyle, or I'm gay, I'm lesbian, I'm bisexual, I'm transgender, I'm questioning. All of a sudden, that politician takes a different point of view. So the article, When Someone You Love Says I'm Gay, is intensely relevant. Another one of the articles in the special edition of the Christian Research Journal, well, it's titled The Transsexual Dilemma. It's a dialogue about the ethics of sex change. We've kind of touched on that, but look, we are fighting a juggernaut. And maybe even the word fighting is the wrong word, but we are being challenged. We're being challenged by the American Psychiatric Association, by educational institutions, by the legal system, certainly through the media. Again, enormously important article. Just two of the articles that are available in this special edition of the Christian Research Journal, again, written by my friend Joe Dallas, available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and our outreaches literally around the world. Also, the book Same-Sex Marriage, Sean McDowell, John Stone Street. Check it out on the web at equip.org. All this month available as you support this ministry, taking a tough stand, but it's necessary. You can also access our resource consultants at 888-7000 and the letters CRI. We'll be right back with Joe Dallas.
How should you respond if someone you love says, I'm gay? What if you are invited to attend a same-sex wedding? What if your business is asked to provide a service for a same-sex union ceremony? These questions and many others related to same-sex sexuality and transgenderism are addressed in two powerful resources, a book titled Same-Sex Marriage, A Thoughtful Approach to God's Design for Marriage, and a special edition of the Christian Research Journal featuring articles by Hank Hanegraaff and Joe Dallas. To receive both equipping resources as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Don't tune out. Hank will be back in a moment.
Thank you. Richard Dawkins' grasp of philosophical arguments wouldn't earn him a passing grade in a freshman philosophy course, but he doesn't mean to deal with the questions that theists are asking. He simply ridicules his opponent's position. In New Atheism, A Survival Guide, Graham Veal explains, the new atheist stance is that the reasons for theism must be so bad, why even read about them? My goodness, no, you just dismiss them. Veal goes on to show that the new atheists have not offered one original argument for atheism, but they've plenty of original insults. New Atheism offers an accessible, practical resource for countering new atheist attacks. To receive your copy of New Atheism, A Survival Guide, as our thank you gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. The fast-growing acceptance of same-sex marriage is comparable to a massive cultural earthquake and resulting tsunami that rearranges the social landscape. It may well be the most significant social revolution in human history, but there is also a promise. If things can change this fast in one direction, they can change just as fast in another. CRI's special offer of Same-Sex Marriage by Sean McDowell and John Stonestreet, and a special edition of the Christian Research Journal featuring articles on same-sex sexuality and transgender issues from Hank Hanegraaff and Joe Dallas, will help you stand for biblical life and truth. To receive the Same-Sex Marriage book and journal special offer as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or simply visit equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Recent atheist writers claim to find real physical and psychological harm in Christian teachings and practices. However, careful analysis of this literature reveals numerous flaws, false assumptions, and factual errors. The real question is whether it is the Christian life or the atheist life that best corresponds to reality and provides for genuine human flourishing. Other topics include the seven deadly sins and the path to virtuous character. Does the Levitical prohibition of homosexuality still apply today? And much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. One of the most significant social revolutions in history involves the recent radical shift in public opinion toward same-sex marriage. Given what is at stake, Christians can no longer stay silent. The book Same-Sex Marriage, A Thoughtful Approach to God's Design for Marriage by Sean McDowell and John Stonestreet, along with a special edition of the Christian Research Journal featuring articles by Hank Hanegraaff and Joe Dallas, will equip believers to stand against this rising tide of tremendous social and historical significance. Receive the book Same-Sex Marriage, as well as the special issue of the Christian Research Journal, as our thanks for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and making a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. That's 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I'm on the air today with Joe Dallas. He is the program director of Genesis Counseling in Tustin, California. He's also an author. He's written so many fantastic books, and you can find them on the web at equip.org. In fact, if you want one of those books as opposed to the package that I've put together, you can certainly ask for that as well. I rarely endorse books. I do endorse a few, but not many. Joe's books I always endorse. In fact, one of the books that he wrote, The Game Plan, The Men's 30-Day Strategy for Attaining Sexual Integrity, is a book that I not only endorse, but a book in which I say no one understands this subject better than Joe Dallas, and nowhere is there a more biblical and user-friendly game plan for Christian men committed to reclaiming moral purity, and therefore it is a resource that no man should be without. And that leads me to something else, Joe, and that is marriages are falling apart in general. So on the one hand, we're talking about same-sex sexuality. On the other hand, we have a tragedy, a crisis with respect to the sexuality that people have in general, and marriages are falling apart. And so we're dealing with a tragic situation, and this is one of the pillars of civilization.
Well, this is why I think these issues bring us back to the basics, Hank, because you're right. I think we have to look at the state of marriage in general and recognize that marriage is in trouble completely apart from anything having to do with homosexuality or transgenderism. Good grief. Let's not blame the gays for heterosexual failure. So I think there is an urgency in our call to men and women to take the marital unit very seriously, to take their vows seriously, to rethink the way they are approaching family life. And it may be one of the most relevant services we can provide as the body of Christ to the culture, is the service of helping people stay faithful when they don't want to be faithful, to hang in there when they get sick of their partner, and to revere the family unit and the privileges and responsibilities it brings.
Let's take a couple of calls for Joe Dallas. Karen, she's listening in Denver, Colorado on KRKS. Karen, you're on with Joe.
Hello. A lot of things that you have said have really hit home for me, or give me food for thought. When it comes to transgenderism, gay or lesbian or heterosexual, when it comes down to marriage is the topic of love. And love, you know, it can be genetics, it can be hormonal, but love, whether it's between a man and a man, a woman and a woman, or a man and a woman, which is considered the normal genetics, and I'm going to use that as an illustration real quick. If I take a half wolf, half shepherd, breed it with a full-blooded shepherd, somewhere along the line genetically, I'm going to get a full-blooded wolf. So just to clarify that, it can happen. For me, I am a lot of people call me transgender. I call myself a wannabe for various reasons. But for me, I can't speak for the gays and I can't speak for the lesbians, not to diminish them. And that's not my issue. My issue is the sin, the religious culture, they want to classify it as a sin. But that's why Jesus came to earth, to cleanse us of all our sins, not just the occasional bad thought or pulling the trigger. It's all sin, whether it's in other people's eyes, good, bad,
Karen,
or indifferent.
Karen, is there a specific question you have for Joe? Is there a specific question you might have for Joe?
Question. It was more of a comment about that you want to make it an issue of sex, and sex is not the issue. It's the individual sin. And that's what my comment. It wasn't a question. So I want to thank you for your time. And I know you were running out of time, and I was wondering if I was going to get on, but I'd like to have clarified that. I don't want to stumble anybody, because that's not my point either. But thank you very much.
You got it, Karen. Thank you so much for your call. I think I may have lost Joe. We are talking about the issue of same-sex marriage. And as I've said many times, this is not a tangential issue. One of the reasons we've made this the issue of the month is that if you think of human civilization, at the very foundation, you have the matter of life. And on that foundation, you have pillars those pillars involve not only church and government, but foundationally the pillar of marriage. And when marriage is tampered with, it devalues everything in the culture. I think we have Joe back. And Joe, your comments, we lost Karen and lost you as well, but your comments with respect to what he had to say.
Well, I agree, of course, that Jesus came to pay the penalty for all of our sins and that all sins are to be taken seriously. But I certainly don't think that because we have a standing in grace, we should thereby minimize the seriousness of a particularly sinful behavior. Now, I wasn't clear listening to the caller if the caller was saying that feeling trapped in the wrong body is a sin, because I do not think that is a sin. I think that it is an unfortunate symptom of the sin nature, but I don't think a person who has that condition is thereby sinning just for having that condition. It's what the individual does with it, in my opinion, which determines whether or not it is a sin. If a person feels that he is a woman trapped in the wrong body and recognizes that that feeling is an unnatural disorder and resists it and seeks to overcome it, I see no sin in that. When the individual decides to default to that feeling and try to live it out, then I believe the person is transgressing.
You know, when we deal with this subject, Joe, there it's maybe almost like the fetus fatigue that people had with respect to abortion. I already have my opinion on it, so I don't need to get a book on it. I either agree with it, I disagree with it, but my opinion is set. And that's always, I think, the hurdle that we have to overcome when we deal with subjects like this. How important are these resources whereby someone can learn to think biblically about this issue?
Well, as I said earlier, this is an evangelism, discipleship, and apologetics issue, particularly when we talk about discipling and apologetics, Hank. We need to be instructed on these principles to be able to disciple the people who come to us who are wanting the full counsel of God and who are wanting to live godly lives. The church is going to need to be ready to deal with a transsexual who walks through the door and says, hey, I have been living as a woman. I was born a man. I see now that was wrong. So what do I do? That's a discipleship issue. The repentant homosexual is a discipleship issue. The apologetics issue, of course, is one where we engage the culture and we try to reason with people. And I don't think we've ever had a time where we have needed more people who were able to reason with people about these issues. So I think if in response to the question, how important, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's 15.
You think about the culture being broken. The church is also broken.
Sadly, yes. I mean, Hank, we still have what I would call an epidemic of Christian men using pornography. And that's become so common, I think it's lost its shock value, but it's a terrible offense to their marriages, to their sanctity as temples of the Holy Spirit. Men using porn and women using porn are supporting an inherently evil industry and encouraging some really vile practices. So that alone, and that's not the only moral compromise in the church. I mean, we have many Christian couples who sleep together before they are married, many Christian men and women engaged in different forms of adultery. So I certainly think, as Peter said, the time has come, judgment has to begin at the house of God. The best blow you can strike against immorality is to live a truly sanctified life. That's where it should start.
Dr. Joe Dallas, and we're going to be talking about this subject all month long as we take your calls and answer questions in general. This is a theme that we feel is very important to address in a very concise, systematic, and overarching way. And Joe, we are deeply appreciative for your contribution to this ministry, and certainly on this very vital subject, and for writing these articles for the journal.
Oh, it's such a pleasure, Hank, and I so appreciate the integrity that CRI has shown over the years in including these issues as vital issues to be addressing.
God bless you, my friend. Joe Dallas is the Program Director of Genesis Counseling in Tustin, California. He's a member of the American Association of Christian Counselors. He's author of many books on human sexuality, including A Strong Delusion, When Homosexuality Hits Home, and The Game Plan, The Man's 30-Day Strategy for Attaining Sexual Integrity. Do remember, a special package available for your gift includes a unique issue of the Christian Research Journal, along with a book by Sean McDowell and John Stonestreet, Same-Sex Marriage. This package, again, available for your gift all this month. Please be generous. We certainly need you to stand with us shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. My apologies to all the callers. We are out of time for this week's editions of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Be right back here next week with more of the show.
Thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and live Christianly. Less than 20 years ago, only a quarter of the United States population supported same-sex marriage. Today, 4 out of 5 voters think that same-sex marriage will be legal throughout the United States within 5 to 10 years, many believing it won't take even that long. The question is, now what? As biblically committed Christians, where do we go from here? To equip you with well-reasoned responses to questions surrounding same-sex sexuality and marriage, Hank Hanegraaff has put together a resource package that includes the book Same-Sex Marriage, A Thoughtful Approach to God's Design for Marriage by Sean McDowell and John Stonestreet, along with a special edition of the Christian Research Journal featuring articles by Joe Dallas and Hank. In appreciation for your gift to help strengthen and expand the mind-shaping ministries of CRI, Hank would like to send you these two powerful resources. Just call 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or simply visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. In The Atheist's Guide to Reality, Enjoying Life Without Illusions, Duke University professor and new atheist philosopher Alex Rosenberg bites the bullet and declares that to be a consistent atheist, you'll have to be comfortable with a certain amount of nihilism and, just in case, there's always Prozac. Because a growing multitude of college students are drinking deeply from this nihilistic nonsense, we shouldn't be surprised that so many of our national spiritual and cultural indicators are headed south. Graham Veal's concise book, New Atheism, A Survival Guide, is an accessible, practical resource for responding to the nihilistic nonsense of New Atheist. To receive your copy of New Atheism, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's mind-changing and life-transforming outreaches. Or visit equip.org. Same-sex marriage is here. It went from unthinkable to legal at a dizzying pace. The question is, now what? Can I attend a same-sex wedding? Can my business provide services for a same-sex union ceremony? What if a person in a gay marriage becomes a Christian? If you haven't encountered these questions yet, stay tuned. Given the current reality shift, you're likely to. Get well-reasoned answers to these and other questions in CRI's Same-Sex Marriage Resource Package, which includes the book Same-Sex Marriage by Sean McDowell and John Stonestreet, and a special edition of the Christian Research Journal featuring articles by Hank Hanegraaff and Joe Dallas. To receive the Same-Sex Marriage Resource Package as our thanks for your gift,
Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org.